The U.S. job market is heating up again. Employers added 678,000 jobs last month. That's the strongest job growth since last July. The unemployment rate dropped to just 3.8%. The surprisingly good jobs report was welcome news for President Biden, whose own job approval rating has gotten a much-needed boost in recent days.
Americans are back to work. Yes, family budgets are still tight, but a lot of Americans are getting paychecks this year, more than they got last year. And restoring the dignity of work.
The news comes as the Federal Reserve is preparing to shift its focus from promoting job growth to fighting inflation. And NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Ari.
How good is this report?
It is surprisingly good, much stronger than forecasters were expecting. Job gains for December and January were also revised up. February's job growth was widespread across industries. And now, Ari, of the 22 million jobs that were lost in the early months of the pandemic, the U.S. has recovered more than 90%. To be sure, some industries are still showing the scars of the coronavirus, but senior economist Daniel Zhao, who's with the job search website Glassdoor, says other parts of the economy are doing really well.
We're not just seeing jobs coming back, we're actually seeing new jobs being added. So, for example, in transportation and warehousing or professional and business services, employment levels are actually above where they were before the pandemic, which indicates that there's new growth occurring.
Just to highlight one detail in the report, children's daycare centers added 8,000 jobs last month. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but every one of those jobs has a potential multiplier effect because, of course, daycare workers free up parents to return to work.
A lot of parents and others have been sidelined during the pandemic, and employers have complained that they can't find enough workers. What does today's report say about that?
Yeah, there's some good news on that front. The number of people working or looking for work grew in February, and that should help to ease the labor shortage somewhat. To be sure, the workforce is not back to where it was before the pandemic, but it is slowly getting there, and Zhao says that's a good sign.
Quite simply, many workers are coming back, and they want to find work. They want to return to the workforce. Some of the factors that were holding them back during 2021 were starting to dissipate.
And there's evidence of that in today's wage data. Employers are still having to compete for workers. They're offering more money. But the wage gains appear to be cooling off just a bit. Average private sector wages in February were up 5.1% from a year ago. Workers in typically low-wage jobs like restaurants and retail are getting bigger raises, but not as big as they were earlier in the pandemic.
But how does inflation fit into all of this? Because workers are having to pay more for gasoline, groceries, and so on.
That's right. And that's why the Federal Reserve plans to start raising interest rates in a couple of weeks to try to curb inflation. You know, from a worker's point of view, smaller wage gains are not good. But economist Julia Coronado of Macro Policy Perspective says this does give the Federal Reserve a little more breathing room.
That's good news for the sort of inflation backdrop because it does mean that we can settle into a more normal, healthy, sustainable dynamic than forcing the Fed to slam on the brakes.
The central bank would like to raise interest rates just enough to cool inflation, but not so much as to stall job growth. And that's a tough balancing act, especially when you've got the war in Ukraine adding all this extra uncertainty. Still, Zhao says from the Fed's point of view, today's report is kind of a Goldilocks version. It's not too hot on the wage front. It's certainly not cold on the job score. It's just right.
NPR's Scott Horsley reporting. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.